So if you feel safe to do so, closing down your eyes in this week nine heaven, first of all, just breathing into your own energy and space, honoring yourself for being here in whatever form you're here, but also honoring the growth and the shifts and the fairy dust that's sprinkling upon us as well at the same time. For those that have the energy and the capacity who are feeling grounded, just sending your love to others and to those who are feeling weakened or sad, just letting yourself receive that love from those who are strong at this time. We ask and call in, as we breathe into that reality, that our tipuna, our kaitiaki, our manikura and patukura, who are most aligned with us individually, but also as a group, as a training, as a kutoro whānui, come in around about us, anchored into the north, south, east and west around about us to support us today and to help us clear and learn. We are learning, but I will focus a little on clearing today as we ask to clear loneliness, yearning, past abuses, anything at all from all possibilities, realities, doorways, portals and gateways. We call on Hine Kiara, the goddess of war and balance, to help us find calm amongst war. We call in healing and a charge for our energy throughout the heavens as well as we breathe in. Kia mauri he tōko ki ngā haupuro makatū paipai he ringa ki ngā manukuru ka whiriki te umarangi. Kia whātu ki a whairu ka nauraru e takuraru no e rua tau e. We keep breathing in and we mihi and acknowledge te kahu o te rangi. Te kitiki o te rangi, aurere hurangi, titiri o te matangi, te tā tautu a rangi nui. Rangi naono āriki, te mā maku rangi, rangi te wāwana, maru ranga, ranga, rangi kātika, puha te rangi, rangi mā tau ura punarua, rangi tauru, rangi kautaki, rangi pārauri, huku hauhau, rangi matawai, tākutu waimua, rangi maraikura, kupu parapara, rangi tāmuku, rangi tauahika, rangi tāmuku nui arangi. So we mihi and acknowledge those haimata and their connections to the heavens, and we ask that any haimata internally or externally, a kari roto me kari waho that can cleanse today, begin to clear. Tau iti o te o kariwa, nuku tau ki nuhu tau o aro, kumia tararau, kia tata mai, horopaki tēnei ki o te riri atu, ki tai hokohoka, mauri mai, ko te awa pua, roa, tai mua arohaina te rei, mau anoa ko te pautahi, whai anei, ko tihi, ki a rahi, tū mai te maungarongo ki tēnei ao, eke atu ki te pōre, noho mai, koe e taku porotua, e takaroa tēnei, e taku mauria, vitu atu taua ki mahurangi, tipu ai ko te awhinga tōra keia. And as we breathe into the space that's forming today for us to connect into te rangi o te ao, me te rangi o te pō, we ask that anything at all that is sitting with us that we may have been programmed with around obligations to family or other people that is not in service of us at this time, as hard and as sad as that can be, we just ask to cleanse and clear those energies. We call on Tau Nero Marikuranga Mea Patukura Awhiana Mai Awhiana Mai Tautuku Mai Anai Anai Whakawatea Whakawatea Whakatiki Me Whakaariti O Tātou Kohatu Me Kehoa. Cleansing and clearing any blocks that we have where we have been programmed with responsibility or obligation, where abuse from family members has disrupted and distorted our abilities to understand our truth, whether that be sexual or emotional or psychological abuse. We just ask to clear and cleanse any kehoa and kohatu in that space. We cleanse and clear any kehoa and kohatu in the psychological space where we have had energy siphoned or stolen from us by other people, knowingly or unknowingly. We ask to cleanse and clear any emotional kehua from us, where we've had energy stolen from us knowingly or unknowingly, and we cleanse and clear any physical kehua from our tinana, from our wairua, that we've had energy stolen from us knowingly or unknowingly. And as we open today, we sense and call in the fires of Ruamoko to cleanse each of these kehua and each of these energies and all realities where these energies are positive. And we open up the ringi o te po, the terrestrial heaven, the earth heaven of Ruamoko, our kaitiaku guardian, Meru. Meru. And Meru is a space where our fears are found, and it's also the space of stages of final extinction. So where the soul begins to not exist is what I had written down. But what I chose to believe or view when I felt into the energy was not that our wairua chooses not to exist, but that we, the pieces of us that aren't divine and aren't truly aligned with us, cease to exist. So as we connect into this heaven of Mudu, just letting any pieces of us that don't align simply wash away, allowing Ruamoku to cleanse that. In this space, you don't have to voice it out loud, but you can if you want to, or most of you are muted, but just sounding or speaking or feeling the true depths of fears in your heart, we ask for the kaitiaki Ruamoku to cleanse that. And we also ask, going to go a bit out of order, but I want us to be protected today, so I want our marikura apa mataruwai and apatukura apa matangi nui from rangi te wawana to come and support us as well. So they stand guard as we connect into Meru, one of the underworld heavens. So Ruamoku was the youngest son of Rangi and Papa. When rangi nui and Papatūnuku were separated, he was still in the womb of Papatūnuku, so he came out upon the separation but stayed on the breast. And Papa chose to keep Ruamoku, her child, at her breast upon the separation because of her mokimoku, her sadness at being separated from the rangi nui. And to keep him safe, his brothers gifted him via from Rakahore, and Ruamoku represents the fire responsible for earthquakes, the change of seasons. And the change of seasons can be the change of season in our aging process as well, in our maturation and our evolution. So it's not that we are discovering who we are, our core essence of who we are is always there, but we're discovering in the volcano, we are discovering the possibilities or the extensions or the expansion of who we can express with, and the knowing that we have access to that. And there's a thing called that Ruamoku managed to keep, like a iho or umbilical cord that connected to rangi nui as well, where he could transform into an owl and travel . So in connecting to that volcanic fire, just feeling what Ruamoku wants to communicate to you today. Volcano is destruction, but it's also an amazing force that humbles us and reminds us that as mighty as we are also small. Ko I o te putahi, ko I o te maurumo, ko I o te raukaha, ko I o te mata ehuhu, ko I o te wairumo, ko I o te pukinga, ko I o te mau mahara, ko I o te maitua, ko I o te mata, ko I o te aromaru, ko I o te inga, ara mautai, ko I o te ahua kumaroa, ko te mirimiri a kōrero, I te tōtahi, ko te mau. So I want to cleanse and clear any physical illnesses today as we're connecting into this volcanic energy. We also want to clear any widower of bugs or uncertainty that is connected into our puku or our hearts, our belly or our heart. And we ask the energy of fear to help us cleanse. He tawa ki ngā pō iho iho, ko mātou te ringa he kaupare. Kui kei tua o ngā whakaaro, ko te raukinga, he amau whitipiti, he aro, he tau nukunuku, he taura, he rere. Noe i oe. So we call into the place of Timodia, the place where we birth these fears, but we also birth deep possibility and connection and change. And we allow our kaitiaki roamo to enter there and cleanse. And as he does so, he or she, the vibration of roamo, does so. We fell into the Pariwananga for Meru. The Pariwananga for Meru, the highest school of learning, is Hui Te Rangi Ora. Hui Te Rangi Ora. So the meeting of the well-being of the skies is connected in Meru. Hui Te Rangi wisdom may sit in this heaven of Meru. In this space, I want to acknowledge the uniqueness that is you, the offering and the vibration that's you, the truth that sits within you, even when it's hard to speak, the love that sits within you that you give to your family, your loved ones, those who you care about. We feel Ruamoku turning over, shaking the earth, shaking our bodies, shaking our essence, asking us to shed things we may be. I don't like the word that we're too attached to, I don't like that wording, but that's what's coming through. Things that, because I don't want us to think that means we have to lose things, but things that aren't true to the essence of what our deepest wairua craves and desires. And feeling the matangi, the breeze, as Apa Matangi Nui, the whatukura from Ngārangi o Te Ao, begins to tickle your skin in the shifting. I always know when I feel the breeze that God is with me, that the universe is supporting me. That's how I feel, that my tīpuna are kissing my lips. Apa mātangi nui. Apa tukura. Helps to as we ask to clear any matuku, moima, Mania Mate Māori. So any psychic attacks, any physical attacks, any cursing, dark magic, fear, terror, or DNA of death that's been left in our fields, that isn't meant to be here. Thank you. on that. What does he have to share? And we integrate that breeze into our wider work. You don't tell me a wider work, you want internal and external wider fields. And the Whare Wānanga, or the school of learning. Means a loneliness and a nothingness. And when I tapped into this earlier, I really felt the energy of the kahakura, or the rainbow. And connecting with that wairua of the kahukura, she asked to carry us to your turanga waiwai, your place, your home place, wherever that is for you, especially if you're not there. And just looking around, sensing and feeling it may be in this time, it may not be in this time. We just ask to go to a place where we can change our experience now, the things that feel dark within us, the things that we're shifting, pieces of us that we want to clear at this time. And we just ask any of your tipuna, tipua, kaitiaki from that turanga waiwai who need to show you something that may help you at this time to come forth now. And we ask, especially if they're tipuna, for them to see our hearts now, if they're meant to, and to understand. The word that's coming through is understand our disconnect from that vibrational passing of light. And to ask them to heal that, and heal both our inability to accept light, but also heal our scaredness of our fierceness when we have to set boundaries or speak clearly or ask for our expectations to be met from others. We ask our tipuna from our turanga waiwai to cleanse and clear the kiho kuatu that we carry down from any blocks in the family line that were not our choice or responsibility. We stand strong in our beauty and our light and our flow. We also stand strong in our decision not to be subjected to other people's energy when we don't have to be, when it's not the right thing to be. We ask to see how to strengthen our resolve, how to strengthen our voice, how when we practice using our voice that we no longer feel ashamed about using her. And we ask to pass this assurity and confidence in a healthy way down to our descendants and legacy, into our relationships and into our family who are willing to hear. We use the fires of Rua Moko and the love and support of Apa Mataruwai and Apa Matangi and Rua Moko to cleanse and clear and allow the healthy separation of any tipuna or family members, living or past, who weren't able to receive their initiations in the right times or places. We ask that they're gifted with those or set on the path towards those that don't involve sucking our energy. He mauri he tōka, ki ngā haipuro makatū pai pai, he ringa ki ngā manukuna ka whiriki tū marangi, kia patu kia whairu, hanai rari e taku raru. Nau e rua tau e. pano fano home te tuki home te tuki pano fano home te tuki ko te o te ara o tato kiho o tato mamai o tato moki moki o tahu wehe haere atu nei haere atu nei haere atu nei o ke hoa mākutu. To transform the energies that we work with in a way that aligns with our vibration truly and deeply. We give deep thanks to our tēpuna for the paths they walked and acknowledge those paths and hold them lightly and thank them for their support and learning that sometimes had to take place through the dark or through heaviness or through hard times. But we ask anywhere where we can truly know that we're not in a hard time, even though we may be. I don't know if that makes sense with sort of what's coming through. We ask anywhere that our perspective is stuck in another place or time, whether that be younger in this lifetime or another lifetime or through the eyes of one of our tīpuna that is not true, we ask to shed those perspectives that don't allow us to truly move step by step, vibrationally closer and closer towards our true destiny, our true audio being. Taiki Marikura that presented to us today. We pull ourselves to wherever you need to go. So moving through the earth from your Turunga Waiwai, your place that you were taken, to wherever you need to go next, whether that be in the earth or the skies, in your own body, in your home. We just ask that whatever space you get taken, that our homes, our cars, our lives, our families, everything, our the land that we walk, the shops we shop in, the thought spaces we go to, that they are lifted up, that in the earth and in the sky, every single kehoa kohatu is cleansed, every single thought, psychological kehoa, emotional kehoa, everything that's not ours to carry, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on, transferring it to wisdom. Ko te tahanui, ko te taharoa ki te paupau ta kanito he ka puwhaiure he ka puwhai a te ka pā ki tarangi he tōro pai ki te whenua he hoa mata he hoara he pūti tiki tarau he ki te patatai ora. He re ko te iho he mātu tu te taire ki taire he poheringa. He tui te maronga te kapinga hei oho mairangi. Nā e io e. Mātua te kurupiki te hone ki he arorangi ki te maurere tō ki tōna whai. He whīta ki te mahure, he tūhere ki te poa ki tanga, he wātua, he ko te karami, he wātata, ko te whero no koe, ko te rangi, ko te ao herihia, ki e tīpene ko tūrerei no hine motu e. Hau marangi te tōtu, pai ko hakarero tāhure, ko te pito, perena ki atu ko tēnu tia, he manua, he manua. He whatu manua, he whatu manua, he whatu manua, he pau manua, he pau manua. Kaitiaki or guardian of that rangi, Ruamoko, and his whare wānanga, Hui te rangi ora, and we sent our rangi o te ao, Rangi te wāwana. Rangi te wāwana. E ngā marikura. Apa mata rūwai. Apa mata rūwai. And the whatukura. Apa matangi nui. Apa matangi nui. And the whare wānanga. Line out to the mouth and breathing in your future.